TV drama shines spotlight on Calder Valley. In recent weeks, Happy Valley frenzy has gripped the nation as the locally filmed TV drama reached its nail-biting climax. Todmorden News has included several articles on the drama, which your editor has condensed into a more concise summary. The 19th of January edition reported that the impact of the drama for the Calder Valley has been the cherry on the creative cake in terms of attracting tourism to the area. Like Gentleman Jack and Last Tango in Halifax, Happy Valley is written by Sally Wainwright, whose shows have helped to put the borough on the map and increase tourism to the area. Eric Brug has owned his shop in Hebden Bridge for 2.5 years. He said, "People from far away see Happy Valley and they think, we should go to Hebden Bridge or Calderdale and see these locations. And in Hebden Bridge, they see nice shops, nice cafes, and end up having a nicer time than maybe they expected. Hebden Bridge is unique in that way and has lots of different things to offer. It's not just about what you see on TV, it's also about seeing all these independent shops and cafes. I think it's very positive because people who come here will be telling their friends or work colleagues the next day. It's not just on TV in the UK. Like with Gentleman Jack, in the summer we had people from the US here just because of that. And I'm sure it will be the same with Happy Valley. Everyone is saying it's the best thing on TV at the moment. It's really well written and acted. It's exciting when you see the film crews in the centre of town. It's not an underground show anymore at all. So many people are taking notice of it, and that will only add to people coming to check out Calderdale." In the episode aired on the 15th of January, Catherine Kaywood, played by Sarah Lancashire, told a story about a police officer who had a UFO sighting back in 1980. While trying to get paperwork done in her office, Catherine's colleague asked, "So who started this about an alien liaison officer?" She replied, "Oh, over Erringdon Moor at 5 a.m, I saw a strange light yesterday morning and started Googling stuff and found out about that Bobby in Todmorden in 1980. He thinks he's been abducted by aliens." The story was referencing police officer Alan Godfrey, who claimed that he was abducted by aliens after a UFO sighting while he was on routine patrol. He'd been called out to Ashenhurst and was driving along Burnley Road. Ahead was a bright light. He stopped the car and said what stood before him was a metallic disc with a dome and a row of windows. He began sketching what he saw in his notebook. Suddenly there was a burst of light and he found himself 100 yards further down the road. The UFO was gone. Later, under hypnosis, he recalled being struck by a beam of light which floated him into the craft. There, he says, he met a human-like being named Joseph, whose clothing was biblical. Alan says that inside the spaceship he was physically examined and asked questions. He said what he had first seen was a diamond-shaped UFO hovering about 5 feet above the ground in Burnley Road before disappearing. PC Godfrey said he realised he had suffered missing time. At the hypnosis session, he described being enveloped in an intense white light. He recalled lying on a table surrounded by small figures with bulb-like heads. That was one of several sightings that made Todmorden become well known as a supernatural hotspot. On the 26th of January, the story covered what it was like to have your home featured in the drama. That's what it was like for Michelle Devereaux on Sunday as she saw her home, which she shares with partner Chris Rose, on primetime TV. The property on Hanging Royd Road in Hebden Bridge was used as the home of Claire and Neil, played by Siobhan Finneran and Con O'Neill, in episode 3 of the third and final series. Then on the 9th of February, we were told that a Heptonstall pub hosted a Happy Valley watch-along party on Sunday night as the hit BBC drama bowed out with its final episode. Matane Nilevance, better known to regulars as Gig, runs the Golden Lion Pub in Todmorden and the Cross Inn at Heptonstall. She said, "I don't see one thing being solely responsible for drawing in tourism to the Calder Valley. It's a combination of things that all marry up. We have our backdrop linking all of our towns together through its landscape, industrial landmarks and wildlife. Our working class heritage connections, history of the coiners, Todd Moore Geology Trail, Shibden Estate. But yes, more present is the work of Sally Wainwright. Gig hosted a screening of the show's finale at the Cross Inn for around 20 people. One couple drove up from York, a group came from Blackpool. It's a nostalgic, lovely feeling of everyone getting together, she said. Some are Dutch people who'd watched it in Holland. People were shouting at one point for Tommy Lee Royce to die and for Catherine Kaywood to kill him and don't trust him. But most had a smile on their face at the end.